Daniel 2 verse 39 says, you're the head of gold, then comes the chest of silver. Daniel 2:39. Next, a third kingdom, one of bronze, will rule over the whole earth. Very interesting. This is a prophecy about a third kingdom that's going to come after the king of Babylon. And if we look outside the Bible, pure history, we read the book, it's called the Historical Library, book 17, chapter 12, by Arian. He says, I am persuaded that there was no nation, city, nor people where his name did not reach. There seems to me to have been some divine hand presiding both over his birth and actions. What he's referring to here is the king of Greece. This is King Alexander the Great, the first king of Greece. He started in the west, and with startling speed, he conquered nation after nation after nation, going east and south. This is the representation of the leopard with the wings, which we'll get into just now. Within 10 years, this king, Alexander the Great, had conquered the world, the known world at that time. At the age of 32, he broke into tears. He burst into tears because he had no one else that he could conquer. And he died at a very young age. And Greece was then ruled by the four most influential generals of Alexander's army. A perfect fulfillment of prophecy. From the History of Rome, book 3, chapter 10, it is written, on June 22nd, 168 BC, at the Battle of Pydna, perished the empire of Alexander the Great, 140 years after his death. The empire of Alexander the Great came to an end 140 years after his death, exactly as prophesied when this would happen.